The epistle for the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Philippians chapter 3 and 4. Brethren, be followers of me and observe them who walk so as you have our model. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, and who mind earthly things. But our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, who will reform the body of our lowness, made like to the body of his glory, according to the operation whereby also he is able to subdue all things unto himself. Therefore, my dearly beloved brethren, and most desired, my joy and my crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beg of Evodia and I beg of Syntyche to be of one mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, my sincere companion, help those women who have labored with me in the gospel with Clement and the rest of my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 9. At that time, as Jesus was speaking to the multitudes, behold, a certain ruler came up and adored him, saying, Lord, my daughter is even now dead, but come, lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus, rising up, followed him with his disciples. And behold, a woman who was troubled with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I shall touch only his garment, I shall be healed. But Jesus, turning and seeing her, said, Be of good heart, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. And when Jesus was come into the house of the ruler and saw the minstrels and the multitude making a rout, he said, Give place, for the girl is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. And when the multitude was put forth, he went in and took her by the hand. And the maid arose, and the fame hereof went abroad into all that country. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Well, on this Sunday, we have in the epistle two contrary ideas. St. Paul gives to us the understanding that, being a follower of him, you're walking in the way of our Lord Jesus Christ. So they are the followers of our Lord, and they listen to, obviously, St. Paul, the gospel that he is preaching to them. But then with that, he says, there are some that used to be followers of our Lord, you know, followers of us, but now they are enemies of the cross of Christ. And remember, St. Paul, he is very big on preaching on the cross of Christ. Christ crucified. For St. Paul, he was a follower of our Lord in season, out of season, is something that he even mentions to us. He always followed our Lord Jesus Christ after his conversion, obviously. But with that, he mentions of how these people were followers of our Lord, and yet now no longer. And he gives basically a description of them. He says, their end is destruction, their God is their belly, their glory is in their shame, and who mind earthly things. So he sums up clearly who are the ones that are enemies of the cross of Christ. And I think it's clear to see why they are enemies of Christ. One, because, well, their end will be destruction. Because they have turned their back on our Lord. But we see in the rest of the description what it is that they follow. Instead of following Christ crucified, instead of following the cross of our Lord, they look to satisfy themselves. So that is what is we see that he says, their God is their belly. They want to satisfy themselves. And then from that, he says, then the glory, their glory that they will be in their shame. Their shame because they were a follower of Christ, they knew who they should be following, and yet now at this point, they no longer. So for them, that will be their shame. Because much that is given to someone, much will be expected. Those that have the faith, that have the understanding of this, and then they lose it, well, that will be their shame. Because they were a member of a follower of Christ. And he says they mind the earthly things. Again, going toward, they just satisfy themselves. And so he puts up these two opposite things. Opposite because we should be following our Lord. I've mentioned in my class in Catholic Social Principles, you look at the St. Ignatian principles that he gives in the retreats. The standard of our Lord, the standard of Satan. And he basically tells us there are just the two choices, and that's it. There's only two things for us. And so this is the same idea that St. Paul is giving to us. The same idea that he's mentioning to us. You're a follower of Christ or you're not. And if you're not following our Lord Jesus Christ, well, then you're following yourself. You are satisfying yourself, and it will be your shame. Especially from the fact that he points out, and he sorrows over it. He sorrows over the fact that they used to be followers of our Lord. So they knew better, and now they have turned their back on our Lord. They've turned our back on our Lord. And that is why then he says, for those that are followers of Christ, our conversation is in the heavenly things. You know, that is where then we have our glory. It is in the things of our Lord. And that is why then he goes on to say that our Lord will reform then the lowness of our body. The loneliness that our body has because of original sin, because of the stain of original sin, this inclination towards sin, our Lord will reform that made into the glory of him. Because for all of us, we are created in the image of God. We are created in the image because of our soul. We taint that, we lose that when we fall into mortal sin. So we lose this life of God in our soul. But for St. Paul, he's telling us, he says, for those that are walking in the way of our Lord, God will reform you. He will reform the lowness of your body because you are a follower of him. And with that, he says, basically, he's telling us, we must have the confidence in that. If you want to follow our Lord, even though you will have your crosses and your trials, you will reach the glory at the end. And so then we can say from that, if you look at the gospel account, it is an application, then, of what St. Paul is talking about. We find in the gospel two times of those that show confidence in our Lord, and they are repaid for that. They are repaid for this confidence that they show to him. One, our Lord, this man comes and says, my daughter is now dead. But if you come and lay your hand on her, she will be fine. And so he clearly shows that he has no qualms of conscience. He has the ultimate belief that our Lord, as long as he comes, lays his hand on her head, she'll be fine, regardless of whether she's dead at this point or not. And so that confidence is rewarded, as you see that our Lord gets up and he follows him. He starts heading to that way. And so that man's confidence is rewarded for that. He clearly shows that he believes that our Lord can cure her. But then on the way, it's interesting to see. On the way, as our Lord is walking, this woman, she has an issue of blood, and she feels, as long as I touch the hem of his garment, I'll be cured. But you can probably imagine that there was some maybe being scared to ask, because you see that she just goes up behind him and touches the hem of his garment. But our Lord senses that. Our Lord senses that she has done that. But our Lord, as you see, he turns around to her and says, daughter, your faith, your confidence has made you whole. The confidence that you have shown in me, that's what cured you. And so we see in these two accounts of how the confidence in our Lord Jesus Christ is rewarded. We see it. It's something that is tangible to us. But it goes back to the fact, if you can remember in the gospel accounts, when our Lord had that man come to him, the man with the palsy, and our Lord cures him spiritually first. He forgives his sins. And of course, the Jews question that. They say only God can forgive sins. And if you remember with that, our Lord says, well, what is easier for me? To forgive sins or to have this man get up and walk? Why does he offer that to them? Because they see it. They will see all of a sudden that this man gets up and walks off. And so they realize, that's a miracle. How'd he do that? But it's in the same light as our Lord can basically say, your sins are forgiven you. Because he is God. And so with that, they still didn't believe, but our Lord showed to them, if I can do this, if I can have this man physically get up and walk away, why can I not then forgive his sins? If I can cure physically, why can I not cure spiritually? And here we have the same idea. These are physical cures for both of them. But what is the end result that will happen, especially for this woman? It is very clear. Our Lord says, your confidence, your faith has made you whole. Whole, integral. It has affected her whole life. Not just the physical. Okay, she doesn't have this issue of blood anymore that she's had for several years. But it's also something that has strengthened then her faith. And that is what the whole person is. And that is for us. It is the whole person. We should be careful if we only look for miracles, if we only look for God answering all of our prayers as we want it. We have to be careful of that. Our faith must be based on the fact that God is God. He can do all things and he can do anything that he wants for us. That is where our confidence must stem from. Not just in seeing a miracle happen or different things. Yes, they are there. God gives those proofs for other people, the doubting Thomases of the world. And granted, for us, it can be a means of strengthening our faith, yes. It can be a help to us. But we also have to see that we must not just base our faith on these things. It is very clear when we read the Gospels, we see the life of our Lord and what he preaches. It is very clear. That is where our belief and our faith must be. And Jairus, this man, he shows that. He has no doubts in his mind at all. All he needs is for our Lord to come and put his hand on her head. To take her and to heal her. That's all he wants. And so both of these accounts we see, it stems from the confidence that they have in our Lord. And the request was granted, yes. Because of the confidence that they had. And so, if we are truly one that is a follower of our Lord, if we walk in the way of our Lord, it will be we're walking in this confidence in God. Walking in this strength that we have, in that God will do all things according to his will for us. That we'll have no doubts in our mind with that. And so that is something that's we have to see. Our confidence will be rewarded. Maybe not necessarily always in the way that we think. But we have to be confident in that. We have to be confident in the fact that God will grant a request that they are good for our soul, and he will grant them at the time that he feels that they are good for our soul. And so pray for these graces. Pray to be a true follower of our Lord Jesus Christ, to walk in the way of our Lord. And if we find some of these characteristics of ourselves in what St. Paul says is walking as enemies of the cross of Christ, we need to change our life. We need to change because our end will be destruction. If we are not a follower of our Lord. And so pray for these graces. Pray for this confidence and this strength that we should have. God has clearly shown to us his ability and his power. All we have to do is read the gospel accounts. We don't need any miracles now. Because remember what our Lord said about those that are always looking for a miracle or something. He basically called them a wicked generation. And so we have all that we need. We have a miracle that takes place at every Mass that you attend. That miracle that our Lord is sacramentally present for you, should give us the utmost confidence anyway. And so pray for the strength and that confidence that you need to carry on and to do your duty each and every day. Because then our Lord will say to us that our faith has made us whole. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.